Well, I'm going to begin by talking about the origins of the Norman conquest of England. And on all of this, there is, as everyone will know, a huge literature. It's probably the most written about subject of all, or one of the most written about subjects in the whole of British history. So I'm going to try to condense. I'm going to try to give you some opinions. And, well, quite simply, one can say that the specific origins of the Norman conquest were the childlessness of Edward the Confessor's marriage that created a succession dispute. But the longer-term origins lie very deep in the past. We need a much broader context. Indeed, the North Sea world of the Vikings. Ships sailed to and fro across what we now call the Channel and the North Sea, and out of this was the 10th century creation of the Duchy of Normandy from Viking settlements. Early in the 11th century, Cnut and his father Svend Forkbeard were engaged in the conquest of the English kingdom, and they found support in the duchy from William the Conqueror's grandfather, Richard II. He provided a base for ships, he provided them with supplies. However, in one of those peace-weaving marriages, which is a feature of the Middle Ages, his sister Emma was married to the English king, the failing English king, Ethelred the Unready, and after Ethelred's failure, defeat in 1016, his children, including the future King Edward the Confessor, found refuge in Normandy, and Richard was obliged by conventions of kinship to look after the children and safeguard them, and he did, his son Duke Robert the Magnificent did, and then the young youth, William the Conqueror, did the same, until Edward became King of the English in 1042. Now, we do need always to think long term, and we actually need to think in terms of generic terms of a succession dispute, and we need to think in terms of the complexity of politics. And as all of you will know, there are many different versions of the politics which led up to William's invasion of England and victory at the Battle of Hastings. And we might perhaps begin by noting that William of Malmesbury, righty, one of the great historians of the early 12th century, looked at the evidence and said he didn't know what to write. He himself couldn't understand, find the truth. We might then think, well, what chance do we stand in the 21st century when someone living within 40, 50 years of events found it impossible?